to see my people in Delta, West River and Agua Ibo. Even in a new state, I can see my people in a new good. I can see my people in Anambra. I also see my people in a body.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission, and we are reaching you live and direct from London. There are a number of technical issues that we have been battling with. It is bordering on live feed from the microphone side, and if anything, if you don't hear my voice, I will need urgent alert. This is very important. We are welcoming you from all the corners of the earth from which you are listening. And we, without any equivocation, ask you to exercise patience with us on this program, because there are a number of issues that we are undergoing, and we are, of course, trying to get on top of it. The time now is 28 minutes past 7 p.m. here in London and 28 minutes past 8 p.m. in Biafraland. And this is a live broadcast on this day, the 17th of January 2016. If it is not the same time, if it is not the same date, then you know that it is a repeat broadcast. But for now, and with every amount of certainty, this is a live broadcast. We are welcoming you. And we invite God Almighty Chukwu Okike Abiama, the author and finisher of our lives, to come and take charge and control of every circumstances and situations we find ourselves. We ask you, God Almighty, who sees in the secret and in the open, to come and take charge and control, to be in the driving seat and to direct the affairs of this evening. Put words into our mouths that these words will go forth and accomplish its purpose, which is to begin to attune the minds of men and women around the world to the quest for the restoration of Biafra. We are not forgetting Adida Nnamdi Kanu, your servant who is in the enemy den. We ask you to continue to fight for him. We ask you to continue to protect him, both spiritually and physically. We ask you to contend with those who contend with him. As he goes to court again tomorrow, Father God Almighty Chukwu Okike Abiama, we ask you to take charge and control. That battle is your battle. Use anybody who is connected with that particular case to deliver that judgment in a positive direction and in your favor, that your name will be glorified and that our leader Nnamdi Kanu will come back to us to continue the work you have given to him directly, and that the people of Biafra will once again find their voices to stand and defend the ideals that he has continued to defend, the ideals and philosophy of freedom. That freedom is for the emancipation of all mankind, and more importantly, the Biafran people and the land of Biafra, from the shackles of oppression, from the shackles of injustice, from the shackles of marginalization, from the shackles of servitude and slavery, in the hands of the Nigerian murderous establishment. And we ask you, O God, to do that thing now. That plan you have for us, manifest it now, that the world will see your blessings upon our lives and glorify your holy name. Now is the time. Move in your mighty valor and go before us, go with us, go behind us. Go with our leader Nnamdi Kanu. Go before him, go with him, go behind him, and defend him against sin and unseen enemies, sin and unseen dangers, sin and unseen difficulties, both within and outside this platform, that in the end victory will be his and indeed for the generosity of all Biafrans around the world. And to this we say amen, amen. He said, my name is Uchenna Okorie. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, and I am from Abate in Idemili in Biafra land. We are welcoming you once again from east to west, from north to south, to this important edition of the program. As a matter of protocol, and as always, we are on the internet, we are on satellite, we are on shortwave, we are on FM radio stations across Biafra land. We are on a technology called Call to Listen. And there are numbers for Biafra land, there are numbers for United Kingdom, there are numbers for United States of America. You must have credit in your phone for you to use this technology. All you need to do is to dial the number and you'll be listening to Radio Biafra live presentation. The satellite frequency on which we are remains 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. On the alternative, it is 11.6 megahertz on 25 meter band shortwave. 11.6 megahertz on 25 meter band shortwave. If you have transistor radio that has shortwave band, you will of course be able to listen to Radio Biafra, especially those in sub-Saharan Africa. Important announcement. Tomorrow there will be a mega protest, and officially we are designating two cities, Aba and Asaba, and those closer to those states should go to that place. Officially, these are two cities that we are designating for tomorrow's mega protest. Those in Anambra and those in the surrounding, in the environs of Asaba, should all converge in Asaba. Those around Aba and Aviron and environs should go to Aba. Those in Igwocha should join them. Those in Owerri should join them, Imo State. And of course, the protest is specific for the continuing support and solidarity for our leader Nnamdi Kanu and all other Biafrans who are being incarcerated across the cells in the construction called Nigeria. And it is to protest, on the other hand, the continued illegal detention, illegal incarceration, and subjection to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment of our leader Nnamdi Kanu and all other Biafrans. It is once again to remember and to show respect for him and for all other Biafrans, and to remind the world that Biafra is a thorn in the conscience of humanity, because millions have been massacred, millions have been killed, millions have been wasted because they are asking for their freedom. And we do not intend to retrieve it, we do not intend to surrender. Biafra is a cause for which its time has come. And there is nothing, I mean, there is nobody, there is no group of people born of faith that can stop it. You may kill, you may intimidate, you may blackmail, but in the end, the spirit of Biafra will prevail. The people of Biafra have been singled out for total destruction and extermination by the Nigerian murderous establishment, supported by the British and some other foreign powers. But the question is, you cannot wipe out a generation. You cannot wipe out people of a particular nation just like that without some form of retribution. Today, the people of Biafra are still surviving. And we are here to say that we will live and that we will not die. We must bequeath something for posterity. And that is why this noble cause for freedom, this noble cause for total emancipation of Biafra land and her people and friends of Biafra, and all those who believe in freedom, in the contraption and then of the evil one called Nigeria, should rise up and defend the ideals that we so much cherish. That ideal is freedom. It is a value that we must continue to uphold and project to the world. Because without freedom, the people of Biafra are hopeless. Because we have been singled out for total destruction. We will not allow that to happen because we have the right to defend ourselves. The protests tomorrow and subsequently, because that is not ending, should cut across board, because what is happening in the contraption called Nigeria is nothing to write home about. Buhari has no feeling for human life. He has no respect for human life. He is out there to destroy a man. And if you think that this is only against Biafrans, you better think twice. Because all of you, ranging from the members of academia, the organized level, community associations, community leaders, businessmen, market leaders, students, civil servants, all of you are not exonerated. It will come one by one to you. And so now is the time to confront the monster, including security forces from different backgrounds of this ethnic conglomeration being forced to live together in the contraption called Nigeria. Now is the time. At the moment, Buhari is extending his tentacles to our brothers in the riverine area. They want Jonathan, they want Tamporo, they want all others whom they think are posing threat to them. And we're asking our brothers in the riverine area to stand up and be counted. If you know the weapon at your disposal, use it to the fullest. They are making the oil in Biafra land turn those taps off. And you will see what will happen. Do not give in to the spirit of stupor. Do not think that it is all for Nnamdi Kanu or for a few others. It is going to happen to all of us. The plan is that by the end of Buhari's 4-year term in office, everybody from Biafra land would have been reduced to nothing. And they have started it. Now is the time. This video Biafra Live presentation, we are live, we are direct, and God Almighty is in charge. We are enjoining market leaders, all markets in Biafra land, to close in solidarity with our leader Nnamdi Kanu and for the posterity of Biafrans to come. There is serious ban on certain items you are importing. This is targeted at you to destroy your businesses, to destroy your economic interest. In Lagos, they are burning your shops, they are destroying whatever you are using to earn a living. The same is going to happen in Kano, in Abuja, and in different parts of Northern Hausa Fulani extraction. Do not think that this is just a mere talk. It is happening already. Now is the time. The second bridge across the Niger has remained a mirage. And today you are billed to be going to Kano and Lagos to get your goods and then back to Biafra land. You need to think twice. Richard Okorocha has vowed that our leader Nnamdi Kanu will remain in prison. That he is going to be hanged. That is the wish of Richard Okorocha and some other governors in the eastern region, including Rotimi Amaechi, including the monster in Anambra government house, Willie Obiano. It is time for every right-thinking human being to stand up. Buhari has flouted court orders with impunity. Buhari has disobeyed court injunctions with impunity. Buhari has no respect for rule of law. He has no respect for human rights. What are the judges doing? What are the Nigerian Bar Association membership doing? What are the members of the judiciary doing? what are the members of the so-called National Assembly doing? What are the governors doing? It will come to you. If guy is not taken, you will all be consumed. It is just a matter of time. Buhari remains an accident in human history and a disgrace to democracy around the world. And he should be described and be put in position he belongs. It is a matter of time and you will see all these things happening. We'll be going to Biafra land to get some news on the ground and information and commentaries. And after that, we will continue. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my beloved brother.
Right, thank you very much.
Good evening, my beloved brother.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I am using this opportunity to thank my fellow Biafran who are waking up to the new mission of Biafra. My beloved Biafran, the lovers of Biafran, those who sacrifice their life and those who sacrifice whatever they have, because they have faith in our leader Nnamdi Kanu. And I strongly believe that this vision is not fair. This vision must surely come to pass. This dream is reality. Must surely come to pass. The dream of our beloved nation, Biafra. And I want us to understand one thing. We are moving forward to possess our land. And nobody, no human, no spirit, no demon can stop us on the way. Because we have enlightened with the truth. And the truth is only thing that we give life. And in our teacher said, it's Yoko Bondo. And in truth we live and in truth we march forward. That's no weapon that is stronger than truth. Also, Adama Bokashi is the truth. And they will be alive and I will swallow in them. And there's nothing they can do. Why? Because of truth. And I want us to understand. You see, there's one heart that my people have. And they have been destroyed because of that heart. I want you to know. Yes, we are being killed. Yes, we are being destroyed. Yes, we are being molested because of we want our nation, Biafra. But still, we are people who understand the truth, who can never be in the air because we are well trained. We are civilized people. We know what we are doing. For this reason, tomorrow is the day we are going to march. We are going to march in protest. But I believe that Anambra is going to attack us. And you must understand where we are going to gather. You must know it from your donor code method. And those who are in charge to tell us where to go. And we know that we are preparing. While some people have gone to Abuja because of our beloved brother, our leader. And now we are preparing to march. And nothing can make us to go back because we have prepared to live and we are prepared to die. Biafra or nothing. Freedom or nothing. We are marching for freedom. We are struggling for freedom. And the freedom can never come easily. Some sacrifice must be made. What is that sacrifice? Honesty, truth, and strong heart. And nothing can stop that. Buhari cannot stop that. They cannot bless us. Bless us before God. Because we know the truth. And truth must surely prevail. Look at my people. At Kaduna, Christians gave Muslims gifts for peace. At Kaduna, Christians gave Muslims gifts for peace. Plastic kettle, mat for prayer. Telling them we are one. We are serving one God and one people. Do you see? Do you think that you can gain answer with a gift, giving the mat and the plastic kettle for prayer? They are whom they are, and you are what you are. How many times has Hausa man bought the Bible for you? How many times has Muslim bought the Bible for you and gave you pulpit where your pastor can stand to preach to you? You can never be free from the hand by looking for peace. More you live for peace, more they kill you. More you write for peace, more they destroy you. What they need is the gold, the mineral resources that is in your land. That is what they need. They don't need your communication. They don't want anything from you. What they need is the mineral resources in your ground, in your land. So you are giving them plastic rubber, plastic cattle. So you're telling them we are serving one God. You are always serving one God. You are who? Are you worshipping Blackstone? You are who? It's having one God. Their own heaven is for them to kill, and after they kill, they go to heaven, and their own God will give them blessings. Then what is your faith? You are very stupid. Those that went this journey, you don't understand who you are worshipping. So you and them are serving the same God. And their God, their own God tells them, when they kill, they are going to have peace in heaven. And that is why they are killing you, to have peace in heaven. For their own God will give them peace, seven peace. They are going to sleep in with the heaven, seven peace. One thing about Muslims is women. Now you are telling us that you are serving the same God with them. We are one. Giving them. Why can't you preach to them to repent? Why can't you preach to them to stop killing? Why can't you tell them to stop killing your brothers, to stop shedding blood? If you don't mention that to their ears, your head will fall down, will fall on the ground. How many times have you seen and an Hausa man who is a Muslim man giving you a Bible? You are now giving them rubber plastic in ghetto for them to wash their everything to go to prayer. Giving them mat when they can lie down and begin to pray. How many times have they given you a Bible? In fact, I want to tell my people, the only thing you can do to Hausa now is to tell them that you are not wrong with them. And they will push their people into your hand. And they will treat you like a slave. And they will bless you as they like. And they will take away every mineral resources on your ground. And then, later they will kill you one by one, one by one, one by one, until they clear you out of this earth. And they will begin to name your town after their name. They will begin to give your town after their name. If they don't call it Baranga, they call it Barangadanga, according to their language. Then that is only thing you can do. And if you do it, you will not live. If you do it, you must die, so that your people will not come again to say this land belongs to the African people. You want peace with Tao Sama. That is the only thing you can do for them. God will save you during the time of war. They come with koboko. They come with trailer. They come with trailer to wipe you away, to take away your women, and God protects you. And now, this time around, you are still telling them you are worshiping one God. Listen, let me tell you, you are worshiping one God. There's a junior secondary student boy from Anambra named Chinecherem. This small boy, single-handed, constructed a mini duplex house. This man, this small boy, constructed a mini duplex house. Now, they are now begging, who will bring this boy talent? Who can help this boy? It's a Biafran man. Government cannot see this one because you are one. And you are no more one in this because there's a Biafran man with talent. Yeah? Government cannot see this type of a child to bring him up. Government cannot see this type of a child whom they know that he has a talent to bring him up as one Nigeria. A person that drew a plan that uses water. Government cannot see this type of person to make him to continue his talent. You're one Nigeria. Rather, they choose to pick out some man who won't be the same as they used to be a fish. Tell me why you are one. Tell me why you are having one God. Tell me what Hausa man see. Tell me what Hausa Alamajini feels in you that will make him to say you are one. Don't you know that? Haven't you seen what they need from you? Haven't you seen what they want is oil and gas? Haven't you seen that? You think they think about your intelligence? Do you think they want to know about how you're going to build yourself up? But if a little Hausa boy can able to walk back, they will sponsor him. Look at that man on that radio telling you that they are the one that feed Nigeria. They are bringing food. How many times has they shifted money to the farmers in Biafra land? How many plantains in Biafra land are now dying without them bringing money for them to prepare the pantry area for making oil? Don't they see that? How many times? But everything in our life, they will keep the money to bring it or not. To work or not. They didn't borrow the money. They borrow the money to work everything they offer. But look at you. Ada and Rice. What is happening there? Now, what they are now planning to do now is to take your business down to Walter. Then, from Obas, you import something. Immediately, land to Lagos or land to Walter, you will run like laughing, running like a foolish person, running like somebody who don't have home. Run there from Trela. How fast are the ones that own Trela? They will still get Trela here, which is going to charge you in hundreds of thousands to bring it to your family. They will charge you from Trela. They will charge you to, when you want to claim your goods. Then after they charge you all these things, you'll just be a slave serving them, making them rich, suffering until you die. Can't you see that? Can't you see the people that are discussing Yoruba man and the Hausa man that are discussing that in the Yoruba they will pay certain amount, Hausa will pay certain amount, but you Biafra will pay 1 million. How many times will things will happen to you know that they hate you? One Nigeria, oil and gas. Okay, one Nigeria, oil and gas. That's what makes you one Nigeria. That is what makes you one Nigeria. Can't you use your tongue to count your teeth? How many people have you found in a big office that is controlled by a Biafran man? They will use somebody who is dull in brain, put him on the seat. You'll be under him. You will perpetually, he will suffer you, and you know that you are wiser than him, and you will control the company, and you will answer him for her. Upon all your knowledge and your intelligence, you will be blamed. Well. How many times will my people continue to live as a slave? How many times my people will continue to live as a blind people? How many times my people will continue to live as a dumb people? And those who have mouth cannot speak. They will speak for their own benefit. Those who have mouth cannot speak. They will speak for their stomach. Those who have mouth cannot speak. They will speak only for them to find comfort in our salamandry. Even those who have the position to speak, they will dump until they die. Tell me how many people who are politicians, who sat on in the old days, who are still functioning today, whom their children are still functioning as a politician. Tell me one. Tell me one. How many of them are still now in the field? Oh, my people are foolish. My people fail to listen. My people fail to understand the handwriting on the wall. My people fail to understand what these people are thinking about you. Don't you know that you are like a thorn on their eyes? Don't you know like you are like a thorn on their eyes? Do you know what is happening? They are now planning to bring all your business and dump you and destroy you. And they say, okay, you, why didn't people come up to that provide? Why can they come up to it? Only business. He said, now, they are going to turn that business around. Turn that business around. You are in their places. Like Yoruba, you are an Hausa, you are making business. Yes. But they are beginning to destroy one by burning your places. And you are in India. They are burning your places. And you are still there, holding your hand, watching. Although I remember what the man can say. Nabi can say, I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to run down that. Why? You forgot how they destroyed you before. How they killed a woman with a pregnant woman and opened the stomach. And the good, the baby, a match upon the head of the baby. You forgot that? Do you think that it was a dream? It's reality. It's reality. You have better come to your senses to understand what is to you or it is happening again. And remember, why said, what do you think that I am a soldier? I am still a soldier. And what I did before, I will do it again. What do you think that is saying? What I did before, I will do it again. How they massacred you before, he will massacre you again. How he destroyed you before, he will destroy you again. This is me. This is the man he said. This is the man. This was the man. You will never count your teeth before you destroy. My people, the Bible says, my people are perished because of lack of wisdom. Some people are so capable of a walk. Ruo ne mbe ke ya maite. Ruo ne mbe ke ya maite. Ruo ne mbe ka ge la man naro e man na tu geriaka. Ruo ne mbe ka ge de lu bin naro ne wo ku bin naro e ma ne to ko ni. Ruo ne mbe ka ge de bin naro e ku ke ye de bin naro e ma ne ko ni. All these governors and all go to their villages. Some are from in their villages. There's no road. Some in their villages, they are poor. They are suffering in their villages. Then good luck. A whole same body who is a president of this Nigeria. His people are still drinking where they are shitting, where they are going violent. It's not a cops. We didn't go from Arab now moving out of school. Can we see Anaya? We didn't go from Arab now for school. Can we see Anaya? Can we see one Nigeria? One Nigeria is thinking about you on the city. Thinking about one Nigeria, many from the city. We didn't go out of this man now from school. Now can we find a different man? Now, can you find a different man? Imagine a different man threatening his life. Are you blind? Can't you come back to your senses and understand what they are doing? You cannot. But only thing I'm telling you. Because when it will happen, if you like, use one lapa, cover your head. Use one lapa, cover your head and nose. They will detect you out and let your man, they will kill you. When it will happen, if you like, go and slip into mosque. We are one. They will cut you into two. You are a fool. They will cut you into two there. Because they know you are a Biafran. Don't you see Peter? When Peter was walking, following your husband, far back, following your husband, far off. He was following him far off. And then, for that matter, come closer to him. I think you are one of him. I think you are one of him. Peter said, what are you talking? He went on that side and hide. And that was, I think you are, you look like him, you're one of him. He said, the God, the truth of God, he said to me, like, why is this possible to happen to you one by one? If you don't let this cause, if you don't let this man, if you don't let this man to get your life back, to get your strength back, to get whom you have back, this is what is going to happen to you. What happened to Peter will happen to you. They will persecute you. You are one of him. You are a Biafran. You are a Biafran. Whether you go back, you are a Biafran. Whether you anywhere, you are a Biafran. And then you'll be running like a rat until they kill you. What they need is oil and gas. They are telling our beloved brothers in water, the flow of the Biafran. And these people hate you. They don't want you to get what you need. They don't want you to get your land. They want to take oil. And they are taking it. And asking you, brother, are you in control of oil now? I am asking you, as a brother, are you controlling your oil that is flowing your land now? Tell you, why do evil people want you to condemn as a girlfriend? They want to take your oil. They want to take you. They will kill you. They hate you. They tell of you. Are you not pleading for such a fall from the devil? Are you not pleading for the bread that fall from the devil? The tell of you? That is just young. Do they make you to have in charge of your oil so that the girlfriend is coming to take it from you? That is the kind of sickness that has been going our way. What I want to tell my people, it is time for you to open your eyes. It is time to understand the secrecy of these wicked people. They are bad. You don't understand what is in their cupboard. Some people, I am bored this very night. But the only thing I'm telling you, be wise, be resurrect, go out tomorrow and possess. This is the only way we can get Jephra back. Go out and protest. This is the only way we can get Jephra. This is the only way we can stand and get our land back. Who is giving you? Who is giving that in you? Who is trying to tell you that someone helped you? Are they not the one that helped you? Are they not taking it away from your land what belongs to you? And cause you to be slave? And give you pieces of love for bread? It is time for you to rise. I am stopping so far, my beloved brother. But what I'm telling my people, do not allow anyone to deceive you. Be resolute and strong. To go and give us strength. He has raised up a star which will lead us to the promised land. He has raised up a man who will stand and will follow him. A man who is well posted. A man who can never deny his people. A man who can give what he has for his people. A man who has forsaken everything he has for his people. A man who has laid down his life and suffered. A prince for that matter. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to do? Can't you know that this is reality? My beloved blood you are blessed. The God should continue to bless you. We are marching forward. Nothing can stop us. You are blessed. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless you too and bless your family. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission, and we are live where direct. God Almighty is in charge. There are a number of other announcements that we need to make for more clarification. Those in Abuja, IPOB family members in Abuja, should make sure that they stand in solidarity with our leader Nnamdi Kanu for tomorrow's court appearance. And there are also those who are on their way to Abuja as well. We urge our people to stand shoulder to shoulder with our leader Nnamdi Kanu. Back there in Biafra land, there are two major cities where this protest is going to take place for tomorrow. And subsequently, all that information will be given out. You need to get accurate information from your zonal coordinators about the nitty-gritty of the protest. But the two cities are Aba and Asaba. Those in Anambra should go to Asaba and join our IPOB family members there. Those in Igocha, Bayelsa, Akwa Ibom, Calabar, and surrounding areas and Imo should go to Aba for that particular protest. And we are enjoining all Biafrans to remain resolute, because there is no abandoning this cause. The cause and quest for the restoration of Biafra is a divine project, and God Almighty has continued to show us that nobody, no group of people born of faith can stop it, because it is a divine injunction from God, from Chukwuka Abiam himself. There are a number of other things that we are going to look into, and after that we will of course begin to take calls. When we tell you that Nigeria is a citadel of corruption, citadel of evil, you will not believe it. But it is happening to everyone now. It is happening to everyone. Buhari writes National Assembly of the contraption called Nigeria, correcting errors in the budget. Why must you correct error in the budget in the first place? Budget that has been prepared and was nefariously brought to the National Assembly, and the fraud in that particular exercise was discovered, and now you are trying to correct the errors in it. It is only in the contraption called Nigeria that we have this kind of thing, where there is official entrenched fraud in the top echelon of power and civil service and political circles. Nigeria is a lawless society. Nigeria does not observe anything about the rule of law. Nigeria is a rogue state. Nigeria is a failed state being controlled by cabals, being controlled by rogue elements. And it is unfolding. The incompetence that has pervaded the zoo called Nigeria is very much manifesting where Buhari is. How Itaenang bungled budget replacement process. Buhari has written to the National Assembly to formally request the withdrawal of the 2016 appropriation bill he had presented to a joint session of the Federal Legislature on December 22nd for adjustment. The President's letter was addressed to the Senate President Bukola Saraki and Speaker of the House of Representatives Yakubu Dogara. The formal request followed controversy over the alleged secret extraction and doctrine of the original budget document. I hope you understand what is being read here. Secret extraction, meaning that they removed something from the budget. And doctrine, meaning that they fraudulently added something or distorted something in that budget. And you ask yourself, for what reason? Because there are people who have interest and they want to achieve a particular purpose. Meanwhile, Buhari has touted himself as the anti-corruption czar. He is championing a crusade against corruption, but he himself is not clean. His hands are soiled and there is nothing he can do to convince anybody except those he is paying to sing his praises. Buhari is not qualified to be where he is. He started by forging his secondary school certificate. He started by maiming and killing people, intimidating people. Now when he came in, he presented himself as a human rights crusader and an anti-corruption czar. Today he is prosecuting those he perceived as his political enemies and those he hated naturally, the Biafran people. Around him are rogue elements, looters, and some of them are prominent. Some of them are ministers. The likes of Rotimi Amaechi, who of course siphoned and emptied the Rivers State Treasury to sponsor Buhari's presidential campaign. It's a kissing hand, and Buhari knew all these things. He knew that money belonging to Rivers State was looted and diverted to him for his presidential bid, and he wholeheartedly accepted it. Today, he continues to speak with both sides of his mouth. Rotimi Amaechi was supposed to be appearing before a probe panel. Buhari intervened and twisted those behind it. Today, Rotimi Amaechi is a minister, and Buhari is not talking about that corrupt practice of that his political associate. Rather, he is busy prosecuting those he perceived as his enemies. And the court, on the other hand, has continued to maintain that those people that he is prosecuting, at least Alidan Nnamdi Kanu and a few others, are innocent. Buhari has been ordered to release Alidan Nnamdi Kanu on 3 occasions officially, and Buhari has refused. And he has every amount of clout and boldness and courage to tell the world that he was not going to release him. And the civilized world is watching helplessly. And the question remains, can we allow that to happen? Can good and genuine men and women around the world, and indeed in that consumption corner, allow this to happen? This is a slap on the judiciary. Buhari wants to bastardize the judicial system. Buhari wants to cast a shadow and doubt on the integrity of judges in that contraption called Nigeria. The question is, are you going to allow it? Where are the Nigerian judges? What are they doing? Where are the Nigerian Bar Association members? What are they doing? Where are the civil servants, the organized labor? Where are the professors and doctors in the academy, members of the academy? What are the students, university students doing? What are market leaders doing? Buhari remains a monster and an accident in human history, and he is waiting to sink the zoo called Nigeria. And this is nemesis, because there is nothing anybody can do about it. Nigeria will collapse and imminently, and it doesn't matter how long it takes. The people who have been kept under slavery, under marginalization, under servitude, will rise up again and take over what belongs to them. They are the indigenous peoples lumped together in that abominable contraption called Nigeria. Buhari is writing the National Assembly of the Zoo to correct errors. They are calling it errors. To correct the fraudulent practice that they had, of course, applied to the budget package they sent to the National Assembly. It emerged that the budget saga, which became the source of an ever-growing confusion, arose from senior special assistant to the president on National Assembly matters, Senator Etienang's alleged adoption of a sneaky approach in the pursuit of an otherwise legitimate objective. It was gathered that Buhari had discovered, after presenting the 2016 budget to the National Assembly, that some of the figures proposed for operations in the presidency and the state house were being publicly criticized as outrageous and higher than those of his predecessor, former President Goodluck Jonathan. Given Buhari's austere nature, they are trying to defend Buhari and to protect his integrity, but he is part and parcel of the fraud, and evidences are abound. He has a background in that area. Then the scapegoats will be sacrificed very soon, but Buhari remains the architect of all this. He cannot exonerate himself from it. He had advisors. Those working with him are supposed to be experts in their fields, and as they have touted him as being meticulous and somebody who is very detailed, why then should such mistake happen? This is a recipe for disaster. This will be a far live presentation with Alava Direct. God Almighty is in charge. Pipeline bombing, soldiers invade Baramatu in search of militants. Soldiers invade Baramatu in search of militants. Soldiers last night invaded Obelema community, Baramatu kingdom, Warri Southwest local government area, Delta state, in search of militants who commenced bombing of crude oil and gas pipelines in the state. 2 hours after a federal high court sitting in Lagos issued a bench warrant for the arrest of ex-militant leader government Ebomuboro alias Tamporo last Thursday. The soldiers were also keeping surveillance on Kurutie, the hometown of Tamporo, and Oboraza, the traditional headquarters of Baramatu Kingdom. Tamporo, however, has continued to plead his innocence in the attack, saying he did not carry out any bombing and did not send anybody to destroy oil installations. He insisted that his enemies sponsored the mayhem to spite him. This is a case where our brothers should not keep quiet. Because what Buhari wants to do is to effectively put Biafra land under siege. And this he has continued to do with impunity. If you allow Buhari to take Jonathan and take Tomporo, then that is the end of you. Turn the oil pipelines off. Turn the taps off. Because you have every legitimate reason to do what you are doing. Buhari does not respect court orders, but he now wants somebody else to respect court orders. Buhari disobeyed court orders. He is setting an example, a precedent. If you cannot, if you as number one citizen of this contraption called Nigeria cannot obey court orders, what do you expect those you are ruling or those under you to do? That is why every organized entities in that contraption should come out. The labor union, associations, in different ministries, members of the academy, academic staff union of Nigerian universities, and even non-academic staff, Nigerian Bar Association, judges in the judiciary, market women, market men, market leaders, students around that contraption called Nigeria should rise up and defend their right to freedom, defend their right to rule of law, their right to be subjected to rule of law, their right for everyone to be equal before the law. Buhari is flouting that with impunity. And if you keep quiet, all of you will go in one by one, and it will be too late. We ask our brothers in the riverine area to stand up and be counted. The Biafran people must resist any attempt for somebody to brazenly continuing in their own arrogant manner to kill and maim our people for nothing. Already we have told you, and it is happening, that we are singled out for total destruction and extermination. The question is, can you allow that to happen? That is what Buhari wants to achieve. That Biafra land will be put under siege. Buhari wants to declare state of emergency in all areas in Biafra land so that he will achieve his aim. This will be a far live presentation. We are, of course, reaching you to the ends of the earth. The amount to call is +447405964146, +447405964146. The order number is +447466366391, +447466366391. These are numbers to call, and if you call, of course, we'll be able to pick your call. We'll be back in a minute. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone.
Hello, Mr. Tumofo. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome to the program.
This is Mr. Kukuka Divya Ekuribe, calling you from Igbocha, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I say, Kukuka Divya, I bless you and bless your family. Bless all IPOB members worldwide. Mr. Mofo, I'm happy to hear your voice this night, because I know that Kukuka Divya is using you to do a great job for we, Biafrans. Despite all the challenges that are passing through, I know that you will overcome it. Because our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, told us before the day of the assignment, he told us that your people will rise against you. But if you have endurance, at the end of the day, you will be a winner. And he said that a freedom fighter should not be a wretched man or a poor man who cannot be able to feed himself, who want to use the money from the difference and feed himself. Always I remembered it, and I know that Chukwu Kitajama is at work. Come tomorrow, being the 18th of January 2016, Chukwu Kitajama is going to show a miracle to us. Our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, nothing will happen to him. And we are praying, even in our meeting today, in Ugocha Pipeline Zone, we prayed concerning it. And even this night, we are going to do family prayer, midnight family prayer concerning it. For Chukwu Kitajama to intervene, no matter whomever, because I found out that anytime our leader will come to court, we found out that Buhari will travel out. Why is he running? I've been looking at it. Any day our director will come to court, he will travel. Why must he travel? Why can't he stay in the country? Since he feels like he owns this country, he's God. Why can't he let him stay? Why is he running? It's to tell you that he has fear. He has fear in him. That our Chukwu Kitajama will expose them. No, all of them. Go to all these so-called all the governors, whatever thing they like, let them do. Biafra must surely come. Nobody will stop it. No man can stop it. No woman can stop it. Whatever they like, anything, even though let them bribe the magistrate, let them carry the whole oil well in Niger Delta, give the magistrate. Biafra must surely come. Because then they know that Nigeria has expired. He has expired. No, the document is there. British know that Nigeria has expired. So, my brother, I thank you so much for the challenge that have come to you, and you show that you are resolute. You stand by Nnamdi Kanu. Before Nnamdi Kanu pick you as his deputy, he knows that he will never disappoint him. I am sorry for those who came, because I know that there was a time the man, so-called Omiomio, came up on the air and told people that any day that he will betray Biafra, that his family will perish. Anywhere he is now, let him hear it. And the theocracy
yes,
has made up
let's remain focused. Let's remain focused, because what matters
is our leader. Yeah, that one has come and gone, yes. So what I'm saying now is that I pray that Chukwu Kitajama will bless our newborn baby, bless the mother, bless the family of Nnamdi Kanu, bless all IPOB members in the whole world. So another thing I want to say now, please, that is a revelation I had. This revelation is this, that Chukwu Kitajama says that there is one thing that we need to do for him. And since our leader Nnamdi Kanu was kidnapped by the Nigerian government, that we should bring out a day, one Saturday, and worship him. And this one Saturday, if we worship him in truth and faith, in all the whole world, that it should be one day, the whole world should worship him. And if we are coming to worship him, that everybody should come with 100 naira. Everybody come with 100. Don't come more than 100 naira. Don't come with below 100 naira. Everybody should come with 100 naira. After we pray finish, that this money should be given to less privileged. This money should not go to anywhere. That this money should be taken to all the less privileged, all the motherless babies home, and use this money and give them on behalf of Biafra. That when they cry to him, that we should watch and see what he will do. That Nigeria must surely crumble, and nobody can defeat Biafra. No matter anything they like, let them do. Their farm will surely come. So I have been trying to get you online, but it didn't go. So I'm thanking our Ochuku. Ochuku is doing great work for us in Japan land here. I pray that Chukwu Kitajama will give him more strength. He will stand firm. And I know that Ochuku is trying very well. He's carrying us along. So he's the man that I know that he energizes us in this Biafra land. So I pray that Chukwu Kitajama, I know that he's listening to me now, I pray that Chukwu Kitajama will be with him. Concerning our protest tomorrow, Chukwu Pigajama have taken control all the whole world, all the whole Japan land, both in Abuja. Chukwu Pigajama have taken over. And he said that he will do a miracle work for us that we should watch and see. That's what I told you now concerning that 100 naira. You should not pray to be from now to the ending of this month that you, as a leader, should pass that instruction. I only deliver the message that Chukwu Pigajama repeat to me. I pray that Chukwu Pigajama will strengthen you. Continue. Nothing will happen to you. Nobody can stop you not to do the work that Nnamdi Kanu trusted in your hands. And I know that Chukwu Pigajama have had our prayer, and he will do it for us. I say, may Chukwu Pigajama bless you and bless all their friends in the whole world. In Jehovah's name, I pray.
He said, thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. Caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
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 Oh. Can't you hear me? I don't know what's going on. Can you hear me?
Just hold on because this line is not very good.
Yes, can you hear me?
Germany. Yes, I can hear you. Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, my fellow dear friends. Yes, my name is Canon Takano. I'm calling from Bavarian State. And thank you, my deputy director. I know that tomorrow that our able leader will be appearing in the court, you know. And we are asking all dear friends, wherever they are, to go and show solidarity. And may Chukwu Pigajama guide and protect them as they do that. Barrister Vincent Obete and his legal team have and will always defend our Evo director, Nnamdi Kanu. No other person. That is a publication our enemies in the United Kingdom made in Nigeria against Kanu and our deputy director, Uchemefo, because of tomorrow's court section. They said that the barrister, Ifeanyi Ejiofor, is a new barrister for our leader. That is absolutely wrong. The men that participated in this very dangerous maneuver are Mr. Darlington Imo, Imam Mezu, Clifford Iranya, Ikenna Wanomeni, and Uchenna Sebu. First, the address written by Mr. Darlington Imo, number 30 St. Links Close, Pilkington Road, Peckham, SE 15 3SY, United Kingdom, is absolutely wrong because Uchedi lives outside London. This is not her address. And Mr. Eddie Chime and Mr. Ifeanyi Manchester and co. are planning to attack our radio station. They are planning to come and take away our equipment to stop the broadcasting to enable them start theirs. Happy Obi family, have one clear message for you people. Try what you plan, and that day the birds of heaven will feed on you people. There will be no safe heaven for you. It is obvious to us that these men are working with our enemies. They have been paid. That's why they are destructing what we are doing today. And to betray our leader Nnamdi Kanu at all cost. That's why they are going using Mr. Ejiofor, their gang leader, to obstruct the court section tomorrow. IPOB has made it clear. If you are tired to work for our land, therefore, you can always walk away. There are people whom Chukwu Pigajama has sent that will do this job with their whole heart, more better than you. It is not about position or about your title. It's a question of what can you offer to our dear land. So many people in our struggle today has become salt. They have lost their taste. What are they doing? What are they good for? Nothing. We can only throw them away. Ask yourself today, how long have you been a member of IPOB family? What have you done to move this struggle more forward than where we are today. Search yourself. May your conscience judge you. For most of us, that has one. But Mr. Vincent told the school over there, and his legal team are the only people that are allowed to defend our little land they can. And no other person. You can write whatever you want to write in Nigerian newspaper. It will not help you, because our stand on this case is final. If your plan is to come and obstruct the court section tomorrow, like always, whatever you see is what you take. Never you force somebody to recognize you. Allow the people to identify you. As our Barrister Obete and his legal team will appear in the court tomorrow, go and take absolute control of whatever thing they are going to do there, so that at last we must give glory to our Yahuwah.
Hello, I'm hearing you, Uchemofo. Good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
I'm calling from Kano State, Mizuko, Nigeria. Please, I want to tell all the IPOB that we come and go for tomorrow. What we need tomorrow is that guy that says that he is our director, lawyer, that what is the present in there. We need that guy's picture. I want to announce it for everybody. If you come tomorrow, please, we need that guy open his mouth that is in the car. Yes, we need that guy's picture. This is my number. I will call you that guy and tell you how you send that number for me. And another thing that I want to say concerns all South Africa and South East. If any member of IPOB that loses his life, any state that do, whether it's for Imo State, we need you snap, they give us snap this guy not a picture, maybe for Imo State, give us the state government picture. The people that don't support the IPOB, Biafra, we need their picture. Later I will tell you what you people we do in that picture. Any member of IPOB that lost his life again, we will tell you what we do, and I will call you people and tell you what we do with those pictures. Anywhere too, whether it's from anywhere south or south, any member of IPOB that lost his life again. Just if anybody wants to come for Enugu, give us just to get the governor, picture, the deputy, the people that didn't support IPOB, we need that picture. So I will tell you what to do with those pictures. So it's okay, bye bye.
Thank you very much. God bless. Thank you. Call on the phone your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome to the program.
God bless you.
Bless you
too. I'm in Washa. Yes, I want to thank you for the work you are doing. We are making progress. I'm only here to encourage all the IPOB family, because Yahuwah is at hand. We look at the final stage now. Everybody should remain vigilant. And look at what happened in Russia 2 days ago. I told you earlier before, 2 months ago, that all the people serving the Z government, these people are not with us at all. And today they are coming out and making themselves clear. And it's good they are doing all these things, because these men are evil men, men that even shedding blood. They don't really want to come and govern their fallen before they are defied. It's good they are bringing themselves out one by one. They are finding pleasure in killing our people and they are against the people they seek food to protect. Where God judge them. And as I said yesterday, I was talking with you yesterday on the line is connected. I don't really know the nature of problem. That all the Niger Delta are whooping up. All the people that are so called, they said they are Niger Delta, everybody is whooping up. That is why you see the man calling, which is working for Guhara or Kaflani. Thinking it's issue to go and protest against anti-Biafra. I don't know if you think that anti-Biafra is a EDP and the APC matter. At the end of the day, that protest, you know, simply because they are really fan of that. Nobody is better than Nigeria again. Nigeria has no control over anybody. And what's happening in worry and watch out part of Niger Delta and any kind of growing pipeline. There's not any sample left. But let me remind them that the Niger Delta gives us 1 week release canal and that 1 week has started about 2 days ago. Maybe they are going on one direction, thinking that that's the only what is causing all those things. That is not. And since I'm a POD member, I'm into the family and the deputy. I know what's happening very, very, very well. And the Niger government cannot survive it. Now I'm out of threat, they expect not that they can get us again. Therefore, I'll go beyond any of those matters and make noise and we go in. I'll go beyond that. We are resolute, we are going. Let me make a comment as I was looking at the. But sometimes when we call, we don't get to. We are the president of the school is asking an illegal chat who is marginalizing him, and they are not marginalizing us. Is he not aware of what our people are dying? Is he not aware of people also that are labeled that they destroy their market? Those things were discussed on the radio because they were playing things. And people are doubting. Is he not aware of all those things? What have we what have they been? They don't want us and the marriage is over. We don't have them to do with Nigeria again. Anybody believe it or not, we are going. We don't want anything that we want to do. We want to be on our own, as simple as that. So we are putting our best, everybody is trying his best, and I'm begging everyone to talk about the other. Here you are. You in your the internet, what are their answers? Because that is the hope of everybody now. Look at the machine. Now the Naira is 305 Naira. Nigeria don't have any transfer, Nigeria don't have any company, Nigeria don't have any to look me. Unborn children that they are born to be, what is their future? They have no future. The Nigeria have no vision. So everybody is talking it now, and we are working up. We are going. God bless everybody. Tomorrow our letter is coming to court. Nothing will happen. The keys of this God is in the hand of the one in the after go in the hand of the Jew. Because everybody now is violent. There's not anything for me. Now that will be the end of the government. Yeah, they better be wise. They cannot have to divide the citizens and the officials and the judges and divide them. Because we are just camped in a team that fire tiger, because we are still experiencing the children got in their hands, and when I done it, and hell is in this. Let them play safe. That is my own thing.
Thank God you. Bless you. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? They are not talking. The next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Yes, go ahead. Welcome to the program.
Is a Jawa calling from Enugu.
Thank you very much.
I'm not happy about the way this struggle is going on. If you people have issues, People should not mention it on the air. Our enemies don't listen to this broadcast. The one that pissed me off so much is this canon part of a team. Who is canon to come to the registration to dictate for us? Is he the member of IPAB member? He should get registered first and become a family member. This radio station is our station. It's not a family business. Canada should not speak on radio to assault our head of directorate of state, director, and COT. For what? Director put them in place. Who is coming to give us order? Is he the deputy director or the director or the head of directorate of state or the COT? Please, Canada should not come into IPOB matter. He should go and mind his family and his business. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I will also advise that you research into whatever you are saying before saying it. Very important. Kanunta is a bona fide IPOB5 member and one of the founding members of Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. It's very important that people are asking for peace, but they are doing destructive things all over the place. They should question themselves. They should ask questions. They should have some introspection. Who is deceiving who? We are here, Biafra must be restored. It doesn't matter the turbulence, it doesn't matter how anybody tries to present himself or herself as an angel. There are so many things going on without people knowing it. And one thing is clear. People are looking for peace, but they are doing destructive things. Go online and see what is happening. Any bona fide Biafran, anybody is free to speak on Radio Biafra. It's as simple as that. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Uche Mefo, I can hear you. Can you hear me very good?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. Yes, Biafrans, I greet you all in the name of Chukwu Okikia Biama. My name remains Emmanuel Chukwu from Nkanu Local Government, Enugu State, Biafran Land, and I'm calling the Russian Federation. Great Biafrans, you know our leader has told us that we should only listen to the instruction and the direction of Radio Biafra, and that is what we are, that is our duty, to tighten ourselves and to follow this man that is working for us. We should not try to disobey any principal officer and high-ranking officer in this IPOB movement. And what I want to tell you again, Uche, I'm sorry for us.
Turn the website off, it's very important.
Yes, okay, so what I want to say in essence is that the Obasanjo, which is the Olusegun Obasanjo, has already known that he's the royal family slave, which they call him to come and talk on their behalf because they are protecting him. And we want to tell Obasanjo that if he thought that Oduduwa is dead, that we, Biafrans, are the rising sun and we are rising our country together with us, and we are going. And no more us to continue to stay with the Hausa Fulani, and we are tired, and Nigeria is the one dead in this situation. And what I want to say in Tampolo, Tampolo from Delta State, we know what is going on now, but we want to say, as the Nigerian federal government, which is Buhari himself, have broken the law, you have the right also to do the same. So what you are doing, we are all supporting you in any way. We are, your blood and our blood is the same. You are the same people, and we are encouraging you and asking other people from other side, which is the world leader, the world leader in Delta State, to come out and support Tumpulu, people like Asare Dokubo and Soko, to support him for the unity of the cause. And we want to let Tumpulu know that it's only under the umbrella of Biafran we can be saved, and we can fight our single enemy and win. You should never forget that only Biafran we can be saved. And we are calling all the Niger Delta people to see that Nigerians do not like us, and we have to be free from this Hausa Fulani and Yoruba oligarchy by the British supporters. So, in essence, I'm saying that, great Biafrans, this is the time for us to show love to our great leader, Nnamdi Kanu. And tomorrow, we are waiting and expecting our leader to go and embrace him, to go and support him in Abuja, in the court. We will be there with him. Make sure you arrange yourself, you go peacefully, and go and support your leader in this struggle. In this time, in this difficulty, we will not let our leader like that without showing him that we love him, and he has sacrificed himself for us, and we will show love to him tomorrow. Please organize yourself fine to support our leader, which is before. I thank you very, very much for your everyday activity to bring Radio Biafra every day alive for us to listen, for us not to be deceived by the enemy, because many enemies are planning. But thank God for your resoluteness and for your effort to bring us from Monday to Sunday to listen to this gospel. May God continue to strengthen you and give you more able to continue to lead us. Thank you, Chemefo. Let me stand by now. May God bless you.
Thank you, my director, deputy director. May Almighty God bless you and bless your family, and bless the 10 members of IPAB and Nnamdi Kanu. I thank Tumpulu for us here at this meeting. Make him start doing more tomorrow. If Nnamdi Kanu did not come out from the enemy camp, let them blast all the people of Ome, kidnap all the people, they write every person that they see at Ome, let them kidnap them and broke all the, say all the tight lines. Now, I'm telling you the fact that Nnamdi Buhari is a terrorist and is a DMN of Nigeria. So I want the whole world to understand that Buhari is a terrorist. He is the killer of the day. He is a murderer and a killer, a sucking blood. But Babangida is also the same thing. Even this man, Obasanjo, the old man that used to kill Biafra since he started the war up to now, he is killing. It is that of Obasanjo put Udi and a blaze. They kill all the people of Udi and the Bayaka. Then I don't know what Buhari and all the rest of ministers are doing. This is Obasanjo to be alive up to today, and Obasanjo Buhari, they are terrorists, and it is this Babangida that killed Balogun. I don't know what the other people are doing. They keep silent over what they are going to talk. Their media are not talking anything. They are useless. Please, I am telling the international community, my name is Uzomi Bemele, living at Aba. I am telling the world to understand that this Nigeria, we are tired of the Nigeria. Nigeria has expired. 100 years of agreement has closed since 2013. So they should leave us alone. We are tired of that Nigeria. We are not going to be in Nigeria. Tomorrow is the last day. I will give Babangida and the selling man that is selling the budget of Nigerians, thinking that he is not saved. So the people keep silent. Now I am warning them. Wazirika and Obawata, they are the brain behind what they are doing to Nnamdi Kanu. They want to kill Nnamdi Kanu, but if that happens, the world will not help. All of them and their family will perish. All the people in Nigeria will perish. All the world, even all the world, will be in the problem. During the time this man bombed the White House, this terrorist, what is his name? Oh, I don't know that's this man, the Bangida friend, bombed the White House. The entire members of Nigeria people are celebrating. While the Bangida people are inside the churches, morning, we will pay with the carrying anything. I'm asking Bush. Bush, didn't you see the video of that day? How did the people is celebrating? Because they bombed the White House. Then the better people that represent you in the Senate and everything, you people have quick silence, allowing the terrorists to kill them, allowing the moderates to kill them, allowing Muslims to kill them. Now, Israel people, we are brothers. But since this has happened, we haven't seen all Israel people to talk about us. Did they allow, I want this Nigerian people to kill? I think the international community to come tomorrow and release Nnamdi Kanu. Nnamdi Kanu did not do them anything. Nigeria is a terrorist country. They don't obey the law. The judge has ordered Nnamdi Kanu to come out. But this man, that's an asthmatic man that wants to die in that city. He's still keeping Nnamdi Kanu to be there in the abomination. I want the world to know that Nigeria has no law. My director, may Almighty God bless you. So I am warning all the people from Battleland and abroad who is going to be sabotaging this theater, that the family of that person will never last. All of them will die. Then the person will say, I want them to repent and come back to you and bless you so that you people will march forward and do this theater to us. May God bless you, my brother.
Yeah, good evening. Is that Mr. Uchemeko? Yeah, thank you so much. My name is Longinus Amade. I'm the, by God's grace, the coordinator of Munich in Germany, of IPOB. I intend to address some issues today. It has been a long time I called last. First of all, I want to acknowledge that you, Mr. Uchemeso, is our deputy leader of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, and you are representing us as it is now that our director is in the enemy's net. I would want every IPOB member throughout the whole world to understand this, that we do not have any other leader apart from you, Mr. Uchemeso. Since our leader was kidnapped by Nigeria, you have shown us that you are the leader that one can trust. To show us that Nnamdi Kanu really has integrity in you, and we trust you that you are not going to lead us astray. Having said this, I know here in Germany that every one of us, starting from our national coordinator to all the regional coordinators in Germany that are behind you, we are solidly behind you. We've heard about the infighting happening with the DOS, but we are saying that anybody that feels that he has lived up to his expectations, that he is tired of this struggle, should quietly bow out. No one, I repeat, no one is irreplaceable in our struggle to get our freedom in Biafra land from Nigeria. Please, I wonder why somebody who has come up from here to pay his allegiance to our deputy director, Uchebefor, will also go back again to default on that. And now he's on industry suspension and is causing trouble. We are not happy with this issue. This is the time IDOB should be held together as one body. No one should pass in between us. But unfortunately, some people now are power hungry because our director is in the net. Please, no one, especially those who think they are the echelon of affairs in IDOB, should give us the opportunity to begin to suspect them that they have a hand in the creation of our direction and the column. I have standing as a warning that we should understand what we are doing. We have scared the Biafran youths, mothers, brothers, fathers in Biafran land to rise up to get Biafran. Many have died in this struggle. And I want anybody that wants to betray these people that have died, that want to betray our struggle, that they should be careful. Because the Biafran is alive, and we never take it kindly with such a person and his family. Having said this, I pray tomorrow that our director will have his freedom. The Mohammed washed his hand off Nnamdi Kanu, released him unconditionally. Now, a child, a Christian, is to take off tomorrow. We say in legal lands that nobody should allow himself to fall. Not somebody pushed him and said, I'm going to fall here. If somebody pushed you and said, I want you to fall down in 4 years, something bad happened to you. We are praying that a soldier will take off the case of Nnamdi Kanu tomorrow. That Mr. John, or the Chief Judge John Toto of Toho, will know that what we want is absolute justice, that he should not buy into the bribery of Mohammed Buhari. He should know that his place as a judge in Nigeria is at stake, and the world is watching. Tomorrow, justice will take its course. Our leader has been pronounced and not guilty 2 times. I wonder why then they are pushing him and they want somebody to condemn him. So we are praying that tomorrow our parents will come out with flying colors. And we, the Afrans, will rejoice and pray Chukwukita Abiyama. Thank you so much. And may God bless you. The truth to lead us, which in the form, we are with you. What I only advise is that, please, I do not know what you have as your private life, but please, try to let us know when the radio will be on daily, because it's now coming, and we're no more sure when the radio will come. It would be good if you could announce and tell us why I can only be able to carry on the radio system from 10 o'clock in the evening, so that people will know that exactly when it's 10 o'clock, we tune in and listen to you. Some people come up to listen to radio by 8 o'clock, but they will hang and hang and hang, you stop coming, they will go to sleep. After then, the radio will start. Please, we know the job is too much for you. We appreciate all what you are doing. Also, then we want you please to give us a timetable how the radio will run. Because this radio is our good news. This radio is what is uniting us throughout the whole world. And we want it to go on every day. Please seek for a help. Get somebody who can rely on to help you also. Seek the person on how to approach the gadgets and let us have our radio constantly. And I'm sending a warning to anybody who thinks he can infiltrate and stop our radio. Please, you can go and start to your own radio station. Leave IPOB radio alone. I say it again, leave IPOB radio alone. Go and start your own radio station if you don't like IPOB anymore. Don't tamper with our gadgets, don't tamper with our station. God bless Chukwukada, bless all IGOB members. In Chukwukada, Chukwukada's name has prayed. He said.
Thank you very much, and God bless. The program bearing any hitches will be coming 7 p.m. London time, 8 p.m. Biafra time. 7 p.m. London time, 8 p.m. Biafra time until time changes. Bearing any last minute hitches. This is what the Biafra live presentation. We are live, we are direct. God Almighty is in charge. Can you hear me? They call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening, my deputy director.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes, my name is Ukebu. Mr. Ukebu, Ukebu. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much.
I want to make contribution on the news analysis before going into other areas.
Go ahead, Ukebu.
The news first was the war that Buhari declared on Biafrans in the Niger Delta, precisely Delta State. It's unfortunate that people easily forgot news of our director. What Nigeria's government is doing exactly is to destroy Biafran land, to make here a police station area. That is why if there's explosion in oil pipe, that shouldn't warrant the government to deploy soldiers within 12 hours. I think before soldiers are deployed in an area, it should be discussed. There are other security agencies that should have taken first steps to know what is happening. But because it is Biafran land, they saw explosion, though they say it is bombing. The first what they did was to deploy soldiers. What does that tell the world? That federal government have declared war on Biafran. The atrocities, the evil that Nigerian soldiers are committing in that area will never be announced and will never be published. As I'm telling you today, those that are suffering the effects of the soldiers in that area are the poor masses. They will be molested, they will be tortured, they will be killed, and nobody will report it. So what we are saying in effect is this, that what happened in 1966-67 is about to repeat itself. Where they deliberately signed, where they deliberately planned to annihilate, to destroy the entire Biafra land. Where they killed over 30,000 Biafran citizens. And in attempt to defend our people, in attempt to draw a line by saying, if you cross this line, the bridge, and enter into Biafra land, you are saved. Our hero, the late Ikemba, never declared war. What he did was to say, the program, the killings of Biafra in 1967, in 1966 is much. If anyone crosses this bridge, you are at home. When he made that declaration of defense, what Nigeria did was to declare war. And that is exactly what they have displayed again this week. If there's any bombing, if there's any explosion, first of all, they should send experts to find out what caused the explosion, not sending soldiers to go into the village, ransack the village, and start molesting and killing innocent Biafrans. The world should see and understand what is going on. Because the man they are accusing of being behind the bombing has come openly to say, no, I'm not the person and I don't know who is doing it. So if the government wants to be justified in their actions, they should have found out the cause of that bombing. They would have sent in experts that will now give them details of what happened before declaring war on that zone. That is the nature of things we are passing through in this country. Any slight provocation, it will take lives of people from this our area. We have lived as strangers, as slaves in our land. We have lived under fear, under military pressure in our land. And how long shall this pain continue? How long shall we remain in this condition? So what we are saying is this, that the international community should stand up to their responsibility, because there is a procedure, there is a system to handle issues. When it has to do with lives, when it has to do with the populace, you should not be, no, we are not animals. We are human beings. This is the 21st century. The world should stand up and ask questions. Because in 1966-67, when it happened, nobody came to our rescue. Over 3 million people were killed. Up to date, nobody has given account of what happened in 1967. But what we are telling the Nigerian government to know is that this is not 67. This is 2016. I think everybody should stand up to condemn this evil act. If our men in the National Assembly, they have never said anything. But what we are saying is, in effect, is this. Nigerian government should do things rightly as it's supposed to be. That is number one. Because it has not improved the cause of that explosion while sending soldiers to go there and start killing people in the disguise of searching the militants. Then, we are now calling everybody from Biafra land, whether they call you South-South or they call you South-East, this is the time to come together. This is the time to unite. This is the time to defend ourselves. Because we have no hope in this contraption called Nigeria, the way it is going today. Our hope lies in God and in our unity as a people. We are from one man, we are one family. We are from one family, so we have to defend ourselves. Whether you come from Ogoni, or you come from Igbo, or Efik, Akwa Ibom, Calabar, Ibanke, anywhere you are, we are one people. So it is time we demonstrate that unity. We have contributed a lot to the development of this country, Nigeria. Let us count and ask the people, the ethnic group, the nation that have contributed much in this country. You will see that their fans have done this country proud. But in return, they will pay us with punishment. They will pay us with pains. They will pay us with debt. So it is time we now come back to ourselves and ask ourselves questions. Do we want to remain, or do we want to still be under the sense of this act, or do we want to be exterminated out? Because there's a plan going on. If it is not checked, soon they will wipe us out from the sense of the act. Because if you come to the way things are being done in this country, even in education, in public, in government work, in public service, we have been marginalized, we have been pushed back. Thank God that it was even Buhari himself that lectured and educated the South-South that they are Igbos. When he was asked, where Igbos have been marginalized, he asked them, in what area? He mentioned the governor of Central Bank that is an Igbo man. He mentioned the Minister of Transport. He mentioned all of them. But before, they told them that they were not Igbos. Thank God that he was the one that made them to know that they are Igbos. In this issue, we are not talking about Igbos, but we are talking about Biafra, because that is our name. So what we need to do is to stand shoulder by shoulder, to stand behind our brothers that are suffering at this moment in the hand of the Nigerian government. So everybody should stand up. A slap on any man from South South is a slap on all of us. So we should not allow this mess to continue. I want to talk about the missing budget. It's quite unfortunate that such thing will happen in a country like this, where a president presented a budget to the National Assembly, all of a sudden, the story we are hearing that the document has missed. That exposes the nature of country we are into. So I want the international community to take note that if anybody that is doing business with a country, a government of this nature, the person is risking his life and his business and his money. Because this country is a cell state. That is what it is. So everybody should be awake and know exactly what is going on. Concerning the battle we are into, that will be coming up tomorrow in Abuja. You know, we had a serious battle with the federal government on media. When they came against us, when they did everything to stop us from broadcasting, but by the power of Chukwuka Kadiama, we win in that battle. Today, we are broadcasting. The battle has merely shifted from media to legal battle. And thank God that God, in His infinite mercy, is giving us victory. At least the court cases that our director appeared in all, he had victory. That is to show you that the mighty one in heaven, Chukwuka Adeoma, is with us. Because Biafra is project of heaven on earth. Biafra is the project, is the last miracle, is the last revelation of kingdom of heaven on earth. Nobody will stop it. Because Biafra coming is coming to interpret the beginning of life. What happened in the beginning? How man was, the truth of God on earth is to be interpreted by the coming of Biafra. That is why it is only the coming of Biafra in the spirit of truth and righteousness that the will of God will be done on earth again. And that is why devil is fighting to stop the coming of Biafra. But because it is the will of God and ordained by God, no power will stop it. Not even any man or any woman. So what we are saying in effect is this. This legal battle that is coming up, victory has already been given to us. And we are ready to give anything, I mean anything, to make sure that we stand to defend this kingdom of heaven on earth. Biafra is a spirit. That is spirit of truth in a man. Spirit of righteousness in a man. So if you have that spirit, no matter where you are, you must stand for Biafra. Because Biafra's question is coming to divide the world into two. It's coming to separate light from darkness. We are the tree of life. Who we here? That is why we answer it by name. Because we came from the light. And everyone that comes from light, no matter where you are, we are asking you to stand up. For it is time to defend the light on earth. Though it is called Biafra, but that is the kingdom that everybody has been expecting to see. The kingdom that our Yeshua prayed for. He said, let thy kingdom come, so the will of God be done on earth. And this is the end. When this kingdom comes, every lies and falsehood that have held the world in bondage will be exposed. And that is the end of life on earth. Because when truth comes, life disappears. So Biafra is the truth of God to be revealed in the end. That is why nobody will stop it. So what we are going to say is this, tomorrow is our protest. And you know that we are civilized people. We have been running protests in Biafra land without touching anybody. So we ask everyone that will come out for protest tomorrow to behave themselves. It is good that the world is seeing our decorum. The world is seeing our maturity. The world is seeing our civilization. Let it be that our life will be a judgment against the Jew, the Nigerian government. Because they don't know what is called civility. They don't know what is called the whole orderliness. But we want everyone that will come out tomorrow for protest to behave themselves. We don't want you to touch anything. Come as you have been coming. We want to tell the world that enough is enough. Today, we are shouting by lifting up our hands, asking the world to hear, asking God of heaven to hear. Tomorrow, it might, in the future, it might not be that way again. So please, for the interest of peace, we want everybody to respect himself. Let's go out and protest by telling the world that we are being killed. We have no security in our land. We have no protection in our land. Our land has been defiled. We need to be on our own. We don't ask Nigeria not to be. We don't ask Hausa to give us their land. Let them be in their place. If they want to come to our place, they are free to come. If they fulfill the requirements, if we want to go to their place, we are free to go. If we fulfill the requirements. But we want every people to be on their own and develop in their place. This marriage is not working and can never work. For Christ's sake, we are different from them. We believe in God. We believe in Chukwukitabiyama. We believe in the value of life. But this world doesn't believe that. Why was it yoked together? This marriage conducted by Lugard has expired and should be buried. That is the thing. You can only hide the secret for a while. You cannot hide it forever. We know why Britain is keeping quiet. Because 1967, when the war was about to start, they signed an agreement to drill our oil, to take our oil for free for 50 years. And that agreement will expire this year. So they want it to be renewed. How long shall you be drinking our blood in the place of oil? Every year we are being killed. Yes, it has not touched you as a Christian nation to say, no, let justice be done. Because you are eating from our sweat, from our blood, from our own pen, you will find it, you see it as something good to say that this one Nigeria must be maintained. It is even better you kill all of us because we are prepared to die. Living under this condition is not worth living. So we are ready. You die in the face of our life. So we are not afraid of anybody anymore. Our director has not committed any crime. If he has committed any crime, there is a competent court of jurisdiction that should take decision. Not one man, not somebody like Buhari who said, no, if God releases him, I will not release him. Which means he set himself above the rule of law, above the constituted authority of the nation. Please, we know we have learned men in this country. We know we have voices in this country. It is time you stand up and speak out so people will now see that there are men in Nigeria. That is another thing. Enough of this pen. Enough. Look at what happened. You will take exam in the Eastern, in Biafra land. You will score 200. But somebody has scored 30 or 20 from the northern part will be given admission. You will not be given admission. You see how we are being destroyed. They say it's. It is only in education and in apartments they use that quota. But other areas, no. So enough is enough. We have given Nigeria time to come for a conference so that we will be able to discuss this issue. They refused. They said that everything must remain as it is from 1966. But we are saying today, no, it will never remain that way. Things must change. Go to Holy Land, go to John Land, and see how the land was defiled, destroyed by exploration of oil. Nobody's talking about it. All they want is for us to keep quiet and remain as fools as we as they have termed us to be. But that one is over. Please, I want to talk to all IPOB family members. Hear this and hear it very well. There is no problem in our IPOB. IPOB is intact. Rather, we are fighting with powers of darkness. We are fighting with the government that believes in evil and in bribing. What you see is just a little shake-up to cut off the arm that was contaminated. We know what happened. We know why Rogers said that Biafra will never come as long as he's alive, because he thought he has gotten some people among the leaders. But thank God that those that were defied were cut off. If you know that you are clean, you come to justice with, you come to equity with clean hands. Come out and speak. Nobody suspended anybody except somebody, one person that was suspended. So what does that effect that there's no problem? Nobody should come out and say there's problem. We are as ever united as we are. The structure set up by our leader must be maintained. So what you see that is happening is a means of destroying the encroachment of Nigerian government. We know what they did in Enugu. The money they came and shared to people. But ourselves have decided to die instead of eating whatever that comes from the table of Lucifer. Anybody that to any person to collect money in the name of IPOB, you are eating with Lucifer. So that is what happened. Please, my sister, I came on air to mention Kanonta. That is, please, go and ask questions before you come up to talk. Do you know what has been going on the ground? Do you know those that spearheaded the propagation of Biafra and gospel in Radio Biafra? Do you know the backbone of director? Do you know how the case of director has been sponsored in Biafra land? Do you know what is going on? Why must you come out on air to mention names of our people that are talking? You should ask questions before you come out to talk. You know the work Kanonta is doing. You know the powers we are fighting against. You know even what happened to some changes in Japan land. But all we are saying is this, there's no problem. Everybody should go back to God. This is a divine project from God. Go and ask God the question, let him give you revelation. Let him talk to you. What is going on? Our director made it clear before now that people will fall by the wayside. That people will disappoint him. And he said himself will never disappoint us. Today he has proved it. And if you are in the family of IPOB, under oath, you believe, you may not know the value, the importance, the efficacy, the strength of that oath, but wait, it must surely come to your family. If in any way you have sabotaged this struggle. Do you know what we are fighting to redeem? We are fighting to save the nation that is yet to be born. We are fighting to create a nation that we will be proud of to say, this is my nation. We are travelers out of this country. We see how the nation, how country looks like. We are living in a zoo. We are living in a place that is less than zoo. We want a place that we will be proud of to say, this is our nation. And that is how Biafra will be. And that is how we serve. Anyone that is corrupt, anyone that is evil, will never survive to, will never live to see Biafra. So, our deputy director, we are happy, we are grateful for the work we are doing for Biafra. Personally, I know what God has said, told me about Biafra, and nobody will change it. What we are doing is a restoration, restoring the old order, so things will be the way they were meant to be, and every life will disappear. So our director, our deputy director, don't be afraid. Soon, our director will join us. Don't be discouraged.
Afraid of
men are behind you here.
Thank
and
you
I know certainly that God, who has started this work, will finish it. And all the glory will be to his name. Chukwu Okikabiama. Thank you.
He said thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Good evening, sir. Who came before?
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. Yes, I can hear you. I'm calling from Biafra land. My name is Linus Esolenguna. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome to the program. We are listening. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I want to give glory to God for how the Lord has been using you, how the Lord has been pardoning affairs of dear friends. I give him glory, and I thank God on your behalf. You are there standing for us. And God bless you. My brother Uchemefo,
I want to tell Buhari that he is a failure. Anytime Nnamdi Kanu will about going to court, Buhari will run away. That simply means that this man called Buhari is a failure, is a coward, is afraid of Nnamdi Kanu, and he will continue to be afraid of Nnamdi Kanu. God has made it to be so, and so it shall be. He has made up his mind, and he thought that things are moving the way he wants them to move. But we are letting him to know that actually things are not going the way he wants it. Rather, he is destroying this country. I want to tell Buhari that Nnamdi Kanu made a statement. He said, we read and the library was totally completely locked up. And I want to tell Buhari once again tonight that Nnamdi Kanu has entered into another case of study. By the time Nnamdi Kanu finishes with the study he is now, Buhari will know that yes, somebody has been made by the grace of God. That is what I want to put down to him. And again, I want to talk to my brother Nelson Wike, who is killing the Biafra. I know that Nelson Wike is hearing me right at this point in time. My brother Nelson Wike, you are the governor of River State, Wipoto DA. I am from Biafra land, but I'm not from River State. But Wipoto DA, we made you what you are today. And lo and behold, you have decided to deal with us. APC protested in Port Harcourt. They call it Black Whatever, either Black Monday or Black Whatever. You never kill them. You never pursue them. Nothing happened to them. They protested and went away. PDP came up and as well protested, trying to tell the whole world that there is peace in River State. You never lost anybody. But lo and behold, you handled the indigenous people of Biafra with live bullets, shooting them anyhow and killing them. Mr. Wicker, I pray that you think twice. Think twice. The people you are killing are your brothers. I pray that you will think twice so as to redress your stand and allow a cause of God to progress. Please, I am pleading with you. But where you refuse to listen, well, you can do your wish. But one thing is sure, no power and no man. Even if you are paid by Buhari, Biafra must surely come to stand. You must surely come to stay. Have that in mind. As well, I also want to speak on the issue of Tom Polo. Tom Polo is a Biafran. I want to tell Buhari and his cohort that if he, Buhari, could disobey the rule of law, what does he expect others to do? What does he expect everybody to do? So please, Buhari, you don't obey the rule of law. Therefore, don't expect anybody in this your country called Nigeria to also obey the rule of law. Let that be registered in your mind. And I want to tell you, Tom Polo is a Biafran, and all of us Biafrans are behind him. All of us Biafrans are solidly behind Tom Polo. Not just him, but every Biafran, we are behind ourselves. Therefore, Buhari, you must obey the rule of law for you to ask every other person to obey the rule of law. Have that in your mind. Britain has actually proved to them and to the whole world that they are not worthy to nationalize anybody. Nnamdi Kanu is a British nationalist. Lo and behold, the man is being detained and incarcerated here in Nigeria, but British behave as if nothing is going on. This is their son, which means any man from this part of the country or from any part of the world that have nationalized in Britain is in trouble. Therefore, I want to urge as many who have taken Britain as a home to redress their steps. Because what they are doing to Nnamdi Kanu, they will equally due to such an individual. So, I want them to retract their step, if possible, change their mentality, and look for what next to do. That is my advice to as many that are part and parcel that have made Britain their home. Leave that land, leave that city. The government of that city are not worthy to rely on. That's what I want them to understand this evening. My dear brother Uchemefo, there's nothing we can do than to trust God and believe God, because this war has begun, and by the grace of God, there must be an end to it. And the end to it is that Biafra must surely emerge. No power can stop it. No kingdom can stop it. No nation can stop it. No human being can stop it. Buhari and his cohort can never stop it. We are moving forward. God is with us. Heaven is directing the course of this movement, and we will not stop until everything is over. Tomorrow, all of us, many of us already there in Abuja, we will be there behind our brother Nnamdi Kanu, because we know that Kanu will soon come out by the grace of God. Our sister that spoke against our brother Kaluga, have you asked yourself, why are you of those you mentioned you're defending? For some time now, at this critical time, they're supposed to be coming forth, and we'll be hearing their voice as usual. The Lord behold, they just kept quiet, and nothing is coming out from them, and you are defending them. Well, glory be to God, IPOB is IPOB all over the world. We're not divided. One thing is sure, if you are not with us, but if you are with us, continue with us, because I know that this cause must surely come to pass. That is what I want to tell everybody that are actually in the cause of this race. Let all of us join hands together. Let's pray. Let's as well walk, because you told somebody this evening that prayer without faith, or faith without works, is dead. How can you be praying, have faith, and you cannot put your faith into works? Somebody praying for work, and he'll go home and sleep, yet you're asking God to give you work. How will work come? That you are not doing anything, there's no movement, there's no action, you don't move, you don't ask questions, there's no paper, it cannot work. You must surely put your faith to work before you get something you are looking for. That's exactly how it is. So we cannot be praying and asking God Biafra, and we fold our hands. Nothing will take place. So what we are doing is what we ought to do. We are praying, and at the same time, we are believing God. As we are believing Him, we are putting our faith to work. That is why we are doing this process. And actually, the constitution of the whole world, of the world, international organization, actually recognizes it. And that is what every other part of the world does. And if we do it, it's a crime. It's just that we are living in a country that is full of evil. A country that does not fear God and don't have the rule of law. Don't obey the rule of law. Therefore, my dear brother, God is with us. Victory is our portion by the grace of God. We are on the course I call forward ever and backwards never. People say Biafra or death. We will not die. At all, we must surely have this. Nothing will kill us. We will have Biafra. Nothing like Biafra or death. Biafra will come. We will not die by the grace of God. All of us, by His grace, will step into Biafra, celebrate it, glorify God, dance in all the streets of Biafra land, as our brother Nnamdi Kanu used to say. I want to thank you. Continue with this great work. The Lord is with you. But I pray that our brothers and weaker, the governor of River State, will bless his step and allow us do what the whole world and what international organizations have allowed. He also should allow it. If you allow APC and allow PDP, peace protest and the black protest, to also allow indigenous people of Biafra to do their protest. God bless you. Continue with this work until Biafra comes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, my brother, and God bless you too. Nyesom Wike and all those who are maiming and killing Biafrans will never go scot-free. they will have a day in court. The ICC is, of course, watching with keen interest the issues, the unfolding and unfortunate issues of continued targeting of Biafrans unarmed protesters in the Constitutional Court of Nigeria. There is no going back. We will remain resolute, and this name Biafra must be protected because millions have died because of it and they are still dying. Victory will be ours in due course. And our leader and the canon will come back to us soon by God's grace to continue to do the good work that God has given to him. Call on Skype your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Mazi Mefo, thank you so much. Let me start by thanking the Most High Chukwu Abiyama for all that he has done. My name is Obidi Obienu. As you can see, I have lost my voice. Calling you from Los Angeles right now. Just came back from New York following a successful victory over the enemy and successful rallies. I want to say thank God Almighty for the journey mercies that he has given to all his people who attended. Most of the people called me to report that they already got their home safely.
Great.
And I have a few of them that is still on their way right now, about three or four. But the main thing is that God has given us victory in every aspect of this trip. I do want to use this opportunity also to thank the New York family. I specifically called this to thank them.
Your voice, your voice is going, I don't know.
My voice is horrible.
Yeah, you try to, I think your mic is far away from you.
Okay, is it better now? Is it better now?
Yeah, yes, better, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry, dear friends. Please, I just want to quickly use this medium to acknowledge our brothers in New York who hosted us very well. All of them did great job. And I'm not going to mention names after names because I don't want to meet anyone. But all of them were very marvelous. They're great in all the things, the coordination, the driving us here and there, coordinating the train movement and everything. I want to thank them so much. David Ezekwesili, doing a great job in New York. I just want to give it up for all of you in New York. Thank you. And I want to thank all the Biafrans who left their personal businesses to come to this New York to support our brothers. Please, you know who you are. Names, I don't want to meet nobody, so I will say general thank you to each and every one of you. Mazi Mefo, I just called in to give this report that everybody got to their homes safely, and God has taken over. And great. I do want to tell you that I said a big amen to your last prayer, talking about the Jesus week or whatever he's called, Yesu or whatever.
Yes.
the idiot in Anambra
State. The monster.
You know, the monsters in Anambra State, the Buhari, the pedophilic killer and the murderer. All these individuals must have their dates in court, and they cannot go unpunished. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter how they want to instill fear in the life of your friends. You have a date in court. Your day, the day of judgment is coming upon you, and you must pay for all this. You're going to pay with your generation, because I don't think there's someone that is related to you that is not already messed up. So your generation is going to be a payback. All of you that are involved in the killing of Biafrans, innocent Biafrans, just for saying that they want their rights to be freedom. Mazi Mefo, please, thank you for this opportunity. My voice is cracked. because of all the shouting and the warnings.
Yes.
And the British Embassy, the UN, because they need to understand that. They need to understand that Biafrans are no, it's not, no longer 1967 to 70. It doesn't matter what kind of arsenal they have. We are all over the world and we can do something. We can do something. Okay, we are just pleading with them, we are just telling them what is going on, and they block their ears, they keep deaf ears to what is going on. I know when it starts, you're gonna try to come and meddle in between and bring your idiotic peacemaking process. The UN, Ban Ki-moon, we have written you. You are not saying anything. We have written almost all over the, everybody all over the world, telling them what we're going through. And no, everybody seemed like it's okay. But we do know one thing, that God Almighty is going to fulfill His promises. Because our director rightly said that, that we will look to the right and left, but they will not come to our rescue. And the reason for that is for the name of the God Almighty to be glorified. So, Biafrans, please do not be deceived. I hear a lot of calls every time, like our deputy leader just said, people talking about peace and they are damaging. They are damaging. They are talking about peace. Let's get together. And they are behind, sidetracking the effort of our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. They are behind creating a lot of evil. I wish you were there in New York. People were hired to come and disorganize what we were doing. But thank God the well-meaning Biafrans were there and they can discern the truth. I just want to reassure you that the entire United States of America, IPOB family, is with our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, and with you. No one is
going to derail us.
No one is going to derail us, my brother. It may be a little bit of slowdown because of all the bickering. Because of all this bickering, it might be a little bit of slowdown in coming up with our responsibilities and everything. But I am telling you that more, the men are coming. I've told you about the vineyard. The laborers in the morning were fooling around. They were taking so many breaks. They think they now own the land. But I'm telling you, God is gradually sending His army, the laborers in this vineyard. Because this is God's project. And no man can derail this project. Now people are engaging in all kinds of brown and developed journalism that we all criticize. Now we're getting zoo newspapers writing about our organizational structures. We're by just mere looking at it, you know it's a joke.
That's
now
terrible.
We have them writing all, it's terrible, you know. It's really terrible.
But they will all fail.
Whatever you are, they will fail. They must fail. Okay? Wherever you are, my three things that I ask of you, to remain faithful, to remain diligent, and to remain humble. For God sees the person that is raising shoulder from afar. God sees the wicked from afar. Remain humble, because that's the only thing that we can do that will get us Biafra. Remain humble wherever you are. Remain truthful. Say as simple as it is. Say it. It's going to be a blessing to you. My brother, I don't want to crack my voice no more. But I just want to thank every Biafra. Thank our brothers back home that are doing this great job that they're doing. That God has energized and empowered to know that what they are fighting for belongs to them. The knowledge is power, and our director has given just that. Now our people know that what they are fighting is what is rightfully theirs, and no one can stop that.
Nobody.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you.
We're looking forward for tomorrow. We have prayers going out, and our director must come back I see all kinds of writing about hanging and everything. For what? How can somebody be sending that kind of message?
That is Richard Okorocha.
Okay.
He will be the first to be hanged.
You know, he will be the one that will go to gallows. The same thing that happened to Haman will happen to him. He will be the first one that will be hanged. In the name of Yahweh-Heshua.
You see?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Remain blessed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I thank you and salute the courage of IPOB, United States of America, for having made us proud. And may God continue to bless all of you, continue to guide and protect you and families. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is... Hello?
Yes, hello. I can hear you. Go ahead.
My name is Peter Kinachi.
Thank you.
So, my name is Peter Kinachi. I'm calling from India.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
So, there's something I want to tell you. The thing I want to tell you is this. Why if they want to do, want to go to a court, why do you want to travel? Why is it like that?
I don't know, so, my brother.
There is a problem there, so we support you.
Go ahead.
I don't know why you want to go to court, you want to travel. I don't know the reason. So that's why I'm calling. So let's put out into the place and know why you
to investigate, right?
Hello?
Yeah, you're saying let us investigate and know why that is so.
Yes. That's why I'm calling.
Thank you very much. It is a line of inquiry worth pursuing, and of course, legitimate indeed. This will be a full live transmission. I will be closing this program in no time because of some other engagements. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, can you hear me? No, my voice is being heard. The caller, this is not the right channel, but I'll pick this call. Can you hear me?
Good evening, what's my phone?
Good evening.
Yeah, this Chibwe is the operator from any woman in the African land. There's one thing I want to tell you, though most of the things I'm not supposed to tell you on radio, but I must just give you a little. Please, you people should stop calling. I mean, it's not even, let me not put it in a wrong way. They should stop calling a River State governor, Lemo A. Yesterday, they told you a very big lie about the prophet. And I swear it in my life. You understand me? Nobody was shot yesterday. They shot on the air. Nobody was shot yesterday. See, APC, they have hijacked IPOB. I'm telling the truth. If you like, later after the meeting, I can call you or you call me. I will bring you exactly what is happening. The guy in power now is APC member. I will send you every details you want to know about it. I'm telling the truth. Even yesterday when he called you that he was coming back from Abba, the lead was before God and man. He was in his bedroom answering that call. If you want to find out, call Abba coordinator.
That what happened? That the guy is what?
The guy, I mean the one that told you is the new coordinator in River State.
Yes.
The process of going, I think that was yesterday. There was a time he called you because people were calling that they don't know that any process. There is a group of the IPOB members who limit the protest is caught in their mind, went to Obido. Yes. The guy was not there. Then Later, the guy called you because he was listening to the radio in his own room. Then the guy called you that he is on his way back from Abba. For God's sake, I'm not trying to blackmail him. I'm telling you nothing but the truth. He called you that he is on his way back to Abba, that he ordered people to go to Abba. All those things are safe. They are all lying. The guy was in his bedroom. He did not come out yesterday. Yes. Even when, after he said that thing, somebody called me in my own presence. You understand me? You know what he told the person? That he should not mind what he says on the air. That if there is nothing like any protest, that if anybody goes, yeah, the person is on his own. I swear with my life. I'm telling you nothing but the truth. You should you just be, will just investigate this I'm trying to tell you. You understand me?
Right. But are you, sorry, are you saying there was no protest in Igbocha or what?
The people, the new coordinator, the person that came to the new coordinator here, Oga, this man has decided to come with his members to take over Igbocha coordinator. I don't see what happened, why they should change that Igbocha coordinator. Even if they want to change, they should let the escorts know. We have escorts in Igbocha. We have executives in Igbocha.
Yes, if you have any complaint of this nature, are you listening? If you have any complaint of this nature, do it through the appropriate channel. But with respect to the protest in Igbocha, there were on the spot account of people calling, and I heard the siren and other things happening. People call from different places. Are you telling me that there were nobody killed, nobody shot? Is it what you're saying?
Somebody was shot. Let them tell you the name of the hospital and the name of the person who was shot. Investigate.
Yes, I will investigate. But can I just say something? I will investigate. I'm not doubting what you're saying, but I am making analysis based on what we heard here. One minute. The report that Biafra protests must cease and it is illegal in Igbocha, is it correct or not from the governor?
Sir, he is the governor. The governor of this River State, I don't know him before but that man. I have no connection with him. You understand me? I'm just an ordinary man here. The governor in River State here, he don't expect him to come on air and start praising us. Even they're accusing him, even on paper, he's on paper, he's in news. That is, APC has accusing him seriously that is not falling on interested IPOB.
So,
yesterday,
he's dancing to their tune, right?
As white as snow. We should tell the truth about ourselves. Yesterday, there was nobody shot. The only shot on the air, the police shot on the air, nobody was shot.
Right. Did they arrest anybody at all? Did they arrest people at all? Are you listening?
Investigate and find out, sir.
Did they take people away or not?
They are his members. I know what I'm saying. You might not believe me.
I'm asking you a question. Did they arrest people? Did they whisk people away or not? Did people... you said that they don't shoot anybody. But did they take people away or not?
They did not kill anybody. Nobody's dead. I'm telling
you
that nobody's
dead. Did they take people away from the protest or not? Did they manhandle people and take
people
them away or not?
Those people, they are just few. The people protesting are very few. So we are a kind of going closer to the police.
Are you an IPOB family member?
Yes, I am. I am. 100%. I am.
And who is Azuno coordinator?
Sir, what happened after this message, I will call you direct.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I will call you after this message, and I will tell you all you need to know. I will tell you I am everything you need to know about me. I will tell the truth. You understand? Maybe if I die, I don't give a damn. If I die because of this way, investigate and find out what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm telling you now, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Call back. Call back as you said. Thank you.
Against the governor.
He's
a lie.
Thank you. You are not listening, my brother. Call back, as you said.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. This will be a Biafra live presentation, and we are live, we are direct. This is the point at which we will be ending this program because of some important issues that we need to attend to. We thank God Almighty for having made it possible for us to have deliberated, to have rubbed minds together this evening. Tomorrow is the D-Day. Our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, is appearing in court, and we are asking all IPOB family members in Abuja and the environment to show solidarity, to show respect. Also, there are IPOB family members who are already there in Abuja. In Biafra land, there will be mega protests for the purposes of tomorrow, and thereafter there are going to be ongoing protests until our leader is released. Even around the world, all coordinators around the world in different parts of the world must begin to organize regular protests to drive home the fact that our leader Nnamdi Kanu has been illegally detained, incarcerated alongside other Biafrans, and that Biafran people are singled out for total destruction and extermination. There will be two states that will be hosting a mega protest tomorrow. Asaba and Aba. We are asking IPOB family members in Anambra and environs to go to Asaba. We are also asking IPOB family members in Igwocha, in Bayelsa, in Akwa Ibom, Calabar, and Imo to, of course, head to Aba for that mega protest. After that, there will be other scheduled and targeted protests that will be coming up. We ask you, God Almighty, the author and finisher of our lives, to continue to guide and protect us, to continue to renew us, to continue to revive us. And more importantly, may you help us to restore Biafra. We ask you to envelop our leader Nnamdi Kanu with our presence and destroy every obstacle, destroy every weapons of the enemies against him. Whether they are on the air, on the land, and the sea, destroy all of them and put confusion in their midst, that they will have no upper hand against him. And that in the end, total liberation, total emancipation of your people will be achieved, and that Biafra land will be liberated to the greater glory of your name, that people will see your blessings upon our lives and glorify your holy name. For me, from here, this is sincerely to me for at this particular point in time, signing off. Good night and God bless.
Mr. Pro, I'm doing it.
On the beat.
place and it could be
people go that man to see the unification of all. Yeah, France, hasn't been said already, let it be done. We are the children of Chukotike and Yama. Hey, we are one family. We send the end. Descendants of Jerry, and descendants of Parody. We are one people, we are traceable to the land of Israel. Our ancestral home, listen, no more divide and rule, cause my people are no longer fools. We now know who we are. We are the Afras. No more South East, yo. No more South South, yo. No more Niger Delta. All we know is the Afras. We are one family. Descendants of Jerry, descendants of Parody. We are one people, we are traceable to the land of Israel. Our ancestral home, technology, Biafra, with too much resources, Biafra, Obodo Chuku Talamano, Biafra, Obodo Chuku Talamano, Biafra, Alhel, Biafra, Alhel, Biafra, land of the rising sun, Biafra, Obodo Chuku Talamano, hey, Mr. Pro, Namo de Kano, Radio Biafra, IPOP.
Made me proud. I'm proud of you. All the members of Indigenous People of Biafra, God is with you. Keep it up. I'm with you, and we always with you, because I believe in freedom, nothing but freedom.